From the studios of Wavefront Audio Visual Engineering in Schenectady, New York, this is Little Brother, the show where we talk about high technology, low intelligence, crime, greed, corruption, and all of the wonderful things that happen when you mix them together. Like any responsible little brother, we tell on Big Brother. My name is Chuck Ritter, and I'll be your host as we explore this world of the high tech. This is episode 58 of Little Brother for October 30th, 2021. Stay tuned. Little Brother is right around the corner. As always, I'd like to remind everyone that the opinions and views expressed in this program are strictly those of the participants and not necessarily those of anyone else who may, for whatever reason, attempt to claim them. Responsible parties with an opposing viewpoint may request an opportunity for a rebuttal. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can write me at critter@littlebrotherpodcast.com. So, let's get started! Google has added a map layer which displays COVID-19 statistics for parts of the world where these statistics are available. The overlay marks out areas by national, state, or provincial and county lines and colors the area on a scale of transparent to deep red according to the number of new cases in the past 7 days per 100,000 residents. To reach this on an Android device, click on the Layers button in the upper right and select it from the menu. From a desktop or a laptop computer, the Layers button is in the lower left, click it, and then click More. It is common for corporations with PR problems to change their name and try to get a fresh start. For instance, a military contractor, once known as Blackwater, changed its name to Z in 2009 and then to Academy in 2011. It is also common for companies to rebrand their parent corporation after acquiring or merging with other companies, such as Verizon representing the merger of GTE, Bell Atlantic, and Vodafone, or Alphabet being the holding company for Google, YouTube, Android, and others. So it is that we find ourselves in 2021 with a company both with many properties and with PR problems. That company is Meta, formerly known as Facebook. As it was, the company had several other properties besides the social network that started it, properties such as Instagram, Oculus, total of 93 mergers and acquisitions over the years. In the past month or so, they have also gotten a black eye, as whistleblower Francis Haugen has exposed the harmful nature of the company's products, how they harm our youth, and how they may be implicated in the January 6th insurrection. Microsoft have reported that they have observed new activity from Russian nation-state actor Nobelium. According to their blog, this is the same actor as was behind the SolarWinds attacks last year. The U.S. government has identified Nobelium as being part of the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service, the SVR. As with the SolarWinds attack, the motive appears to be to secure access to the IT supply chain. As a reminder, the SolarWinds hack of last year involved inserting malware into widely used IT monitoring hardware and software. The malware made its way into many IT operations across the country and around the world through insertion into a software update. Ultimately, this was traced back to a weak password. In the present, Nobelium is using tried-and-true compromise techniques, including password trial and error, and sending phishing emails to the targeted organizations. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission has published a report that confirms something that we all pretty much suspected. Your internet provider knows too much about you. It doesn't take much imagination to realize that all of your communications go through that one point. What TV shows you watch, who you call on the phone, what websites you and your family visit, everything. In preparing its report, the FTC sent orders to six ISPs, AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, Charter, T-Mobile, and Google Fiber, requiring them to provide information about their data collecting practices. The commission's findings included that the ISPs were collecting more data than they needed to do their job, were using browsing data to target ads, that they were combining customer data from multiple product lines, and that they made it difficult to understand or control the data collection processes involved. The FBI has issued a media flash concerning the RANSI software. The malware attacks systems using either the remote desktop protocol, which is used to log into remote servers and desktops, or through known vulnerabilities in Microsoft Exchange Server, which is Microsoft's email server offering and backend to Outlook. The gang behind the attack is looking for personally identifiable information, financial records, and other saleable data before deploying RANSI to encrypt and ransom the systems. The flash includes a list of 9 mitigations, which include segmenting your network, backing up your data, keeping your antivirus up to date, and of course, patch your systems. The Center for Internet Security is reporting that there are once again vulnerabilities in Google Chrome that could allow an attacker to run arbitrary code on your computer. However, the corresponding good news comes from CISA, who are reporting that Google have released a patch for it. You all know what to do. Patch your systems. And those are the headlines. You're listening to Little Brother. And you know what that music means. It's time for another episode of Who Got Pwned This Week? First up this week, we have the National Rifle Association. This was, as is so often the case, a ransomware attack. In this case, featuring a ransomware package known as Grief. The operator of Grief, a Russian group often called Evil Corp, was sanctioned a couple of years ago by the U.S. Treasury Department for operating the Drydex malware, but also is believed to be responsible for the BitPamer and DoppelPamer malwares. The department issued criminal charges against two of Evil Corp's members and has offered a $5 million reward for the capture or conviction of their leader. Grief, according to cybersecurity firm Zscaler, is either an upgrade or a rebranding of DoppelPamer. Back to the immediate matter at hand, the affected website pertains to grants offered by the NRA. There is no evidence to suggest that the motive was political, but rather that this was just profit-driven. Our second entry is a German company, Skolio GmbH, which operates a student community for time management, organization, tutoring, and peer support. The data were exposed by a flaw in the API used by the mobile app, which flaw enabled an attacker to get a hold of sensitive information including users' parents, location, school, class, interests, way too much information for random individuals to be having random access to it. Now, this is a pwn of the week for this week, but this week is actually when it was publicized, after patching. It took about 30 days for Skolio to fix the flaw, but it was kept quiet until then. Why can't Missouri follow this example? Am I going to talk about Missouri again? Yes, I am. Security researcher Dr. Shaji Khan, who assisted the reporters from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch with their research into the flaw in the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, or DESE, has responded to the irresponsible actions of the Missouri government by starting a lawsuit. Last week, too late for inclusion in the podcast, Dr. Khan sent, via his lawyers, a demand and hold letter to several departments of the Missouri government. The letter directs the government to retain any records about Dr. Khan regarding the DESE security flaw and lays out a legal analysis of the governor's public statements. Oh, but it gets better. Near the end of the document, Dr. Khan requests an investigation into the state of Missouri. Missouri law prohibits the sharing of social security numbers with narrow exceptions that do not apply here. It also has this choice quote. Quote, Missouri statute requires that the government provide specific information to teachers impacted by the security breach created by the state of Missouri. the law does not permit the government to provide false information to those affected, as multiple government officials have done here. Go get you some popcorn. This pwn just got interesting. Little Brother is produced, recorded, edited, and hosted by yours truly, Chuck Ritter. Special thanks to Fongaboo and the crowd at Helix for web hosting support. Shout out to the Albany 2600 group. Our headline music is Adrenochrome by Super Action 80. Our Who Got Pwnt music is Analog Summer 3 by Asarhad. And our theme music is Around Chaos by Heatseeker. If you have questions or comments about this podcast or just want to join the conversation, please drop me an email at critter@littlebrotherpodcast.com. Join us next week when Little Brother tells on Big Brother once again. Stay safe and be well. That's a wrap.